This is your Year 9 listening test in English. It will consist of two tasks. You will hear the texts twice. Task 1. You have 1 minute now to read the task.
Yeah, so Curtis, what would your dream house be like? Tell me about the kitchen, living room, yard.
Well, I've thought a lot about my dream house and designing it. Actually, that's the kind of work that my father does, so he said he could draw the plans up for me. But I've done a lot of art, and I really want to work my art into the house. So the living room, I would like there to be a kind of a frieze around the outside of the room where I actually do the art myself. I used to do a lot of construction when I was younger, and so I would really like to take part in the process so that I have a kind of sense of ownership with the house, that I've really built part of that. The kitchen, I want it to be a very large space and next to a room that has a lot of media so that you can kind of pay attention to things or watch tutorials and recipes while you're cooking, follow along with your favorite chefs or cooking channels. I'd like a really big industrial refrigerator and a huge island that I can work with, as well as a massive sink for cleaning things. I used to work at a restaurant, and I loved the dishwasher there because it was so quick and easy, so I would like a restaurant-style dishwasher in my kitchen, too.
So tell me about what would your yard be like?
I would like a lot of grass. I really love a yard with nice grass, especially when you're playing soccer. You can get under the ball and have a lot of fun like that.
It's nice to have a big backyard to play sports.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Oh, what about your living room?
My living room, one of the things that was really important to me for my living room, again, is the art, that I want to have a lot of details around the outside that are murals or friezes that I've actually created on the wall, so that there's almost a kind of entertaining sense about it, just being in there before you turn on any other devices or televisions or anything like that, that there's kind of a artistic and comfortable feel to it. It doesn't feel sterile. It feels very homey.
Ah, cool. Would you have a big garage?
I probably would have a big garage because I really love driving, and I used to race cars at the track. And for the purposes of doing work on cars or any other DIY work around the house, I would like to have a really big, nice garage.
Would you have any sort of like swimming pool? Or, I know you said you wanted a sauna in your bathroom, but...
Well, I would really like a portion that's maybe separate from the bathroom that has shutters that open up, so on a nice night you can actually open it and see out over the yard or whatever landscape that the house is built next to.
Oh, that would be cool.
But I would like the area to be a little bit private, hopefully surrounded by woods a little bit, where you can't see your neighbors immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
You will have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
Yeah, so Curtis, what would your dream house be like? Tell me about the kitchen, living room, yard.
Well, I've thought a lot about my dream house and designing it. Actually, that's the kind of work that my father does, so he said he could draw the plans up for me. But I've done a lot of art, and I really want to work my art into the house. So the living room, I would like there to be a kind of a frieze around the outside of the room where I actually do the art myself. And I used to do a lot of construction when I was younger, and so I would really like to take part in the process so that I have a kind of sense of ownership with the house, that I've really built part of that. The kitchen, I want it to be a very large space and next to a room that has a lot of media so that you can kind of pay attention to things or watch tutorials and recipes while you're cooking. Follow along with your favorite chefs or cooking channels. I'd like a really big industrial refrigerator and a huge island that I can work with, as well as a massive sink for cleaning things. I used to work at a restaurant and I loved the dishwasher there because it was so quick and easy, so I would like a restaurant-style dishwasher in my kitchen too.
So tell me about what would your yard be like?
I would like a lot of grass. I really love a yard with nice grass, especially when you're playing soccer. You can get under the ball and have a lot of fun like that.
It's nice to have a big backyard to play sports.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Oh, what about your living room?
My living room, one of the things that was really important to me for my living room, again, is the art, that I want to have a lot of details around the outside that are murals or friezes that I've actually created on the walls, so that there's almost a kind of entertaining sense about it, just being in there before you turn on any other devices or televisions or anything like that. That there's kind of a artistic and comfortable feel to it. It doesn't feel sterile. It feels very homey.
Ah, cool. Would you have a big garage?
I probably would have a big garage because I really love driving, and I used to race cars at the track. And for the purposes of doing work on cars or any other DIY work around the house, I would like to have a really big, nice garage.
Would you have any sort of like swimming pool? Or I know you said you wanted a sauna in your bathroom, but
Well, I would really like a portion that's maybe separate from the bathroom that has shutters that open up, so on a nice night you can actually open it and see out over the yard or whatever landscape that the house is built next to.
oh, that would be cool.
But I would like the area to be a little bit private, hopefully surrounded by woods a little bit, where you can't see your neighbors immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
There is 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task one. Go on to task two. Task two. You have 1 minute now to read the task.
So we're starting with the wall. What is the wall, Richard?
Hadrian's Wall. Not quite as big as the Great Wall of China, but it's big as far as Britain's concerned. It's not exactly on the border with England and Scotland, but it's around there, right in the north of England. It's 73 miles long, and it joins...
Well, that's about 118 Ks?
Yes, and it joins the North Sea with the Irish Sea, so it cuts right across the landmass.
From west to east.
From west to east.
And it's called Hadrian's Wall, so he's responsible?
Yes, he built it. Well, actually, he didn't build it. He got 15,000 Roman soldiers to build it.
Wow, so how long did that take?
It took 6 years in all, and he started it in AD 122, so quite some time ago. It's very old.
So, Richard, why did Emperor Hadrian get it built?
Well, at that time, it marked the northern frontier of the Roman Empire in Britain. And it was built to keep the far northern tribes out of the Roman Empire. It was a defensive wall.
Now, it's very popular today. Why is that?
Well, it's really old, isn't it? It's, over 2,000 years old. And it's one of Britain's major ancient tourist attractions.
So what can you see now? How much of the wall is there?
Well, there's not really that much to see. There's bits of the wall which they've reconstructed. There are also forts, towers and turrets, etc. And they've excavated quite a bit of it.
Now, I have never been. I don't think you have you?
I've been close, but I've never actually been to the wall, no.
Now, I know that there's a popular walking route.
Yes, that sounds a really good thing to do. Takes about 6 days in all, so it's not a short walk. Okay, that's the wall. Next up, the bridge. Tell us about the bridge, Jackie.
Iron Bridge.
Right, okay, so where's this?
It's near the Welsh border, and it spans the River Severn in Shropshire.
So what's so important then about this Iron Bridge?
It was the very first cast iron bridge ever to be built. And it was important because that area is really, really rich in coal and iron ore. And people in those days couldn't cross the River Severn to access all these minerals.
When was this?
We're talking about 1779. It's the forefront of the Industrial Revolution.
Right, okay.
So someone called Abraham Darby came up with the idea of making cast iron. But it was his grandson who used his grandfather's techniques to make the bridge.
Yes, I'm still not sure why it's so special though.
Well, first of all, it looks amazing, Richard. But the important thing is the river was used by tall ships. And up until that point, they couldn't build a bridge that had a single span that allowed the tall ships to sail underneath it. It doesn't seem much now, but it was a revolution in those days, literally.
And it's a great tourist site now as well, is it?
It is amazing. It's very elegant with this lovely arch. And if you remember, there's a great museum nearby too.
And the countryside is stunning as well.
Yeah, so it's an important landmark in the history of Britain.
You will have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
So we're starting with the wall. What is the wall, Richard?
Hadrian's Wall. Not quite as big as the Great Wall of China, but it's big as far as Britain's concerned. It's not exactly on the border with England and Scotland, but it's around there, right in the north of England. It's 73 miles long, and it joins...
Well, that's about 118 Ks.
Yes, and it joins the North Sea with the Irish Sea, so it cuts right across the landmass.
From west to east.
From west to east.
And it's called Hadrian's Wall, so he's responsible?
Yes, he built it. Well, actually, he didn't build it. He got 15,000 Roman soldiers to build it.
Wow, so how long did that take?
It took 6 years in all, and he started it in AD 122, so quite some time ago. It's very old.
So, Richard, why did Emperor Hadrian get it built?
Well, at that time, it marked the northern frontier of the Roman Empire in Britain. And it was built to keep the far northern tribes out of the Roman Empire. It was a defensive wall.
Now, it's very popular today. Why is that?
Well, it's really old, isn't it? It's, over 2,000 years old. And it's one of Britain's major ancient tourist attractions.
So what can you see now? How much of the wall is there?
Well, there's not really that much to see. There's bits of the wall which they've reconstructed. There are also forts, towers and turrets, etc. And they've excavated quite a bit of it.
Now, I have never been. I don't think you have you?
I've been close, but I've never actually been to the wall, no.
Now, I know that there's a popular walking route.
Yes, that sounds a really good thing to do. Takes about 6 days in all, so it's not a short walk. Okay, that's the wall. Next up, the bridge. Tell us about the bridge, Jackie.
Iron Bridge.
Right, okay, so where's this?
It's near the Welsh border, and it spans the River Severn in Shropshire.
So what's so important then about this Iron Bridge?
It was the very first cast iron bridge ever to be built. And it was important because that area is really, really rich in coal and iron ore. And people in those days couldn't cross the River Severn to access all these minerals.
When was this?
We're talking about 1779. It's the forefront of the Industrial Revolution.
Right, okay.
So someone called Abraham Darby came up with the idea of making cast iron. But it was his grandson who used his grandfather's techniques to make the bridge.
Yes, I'm still not sure why it's so special though.
Well, first of all, it looks amazing, Richard. But the important thing is the river was used by tall ships. And up until that point, they couldn't build a bridge that had a single span that allowed the tall ships to sail underneath it. It doesn't seem much now, but it was a revolution in those days, literally.
And it's a great tourist site now as well, is it?
It is amazing. It's very elegant with this lovely arch. And if you remember, there's a great museum nearby too.
And the countryside is stunning as well.
Yeah, so it's an important landmark in the history of Britain.
There is 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task two and the listening part of your test. Hand in your paper, please.